Matthew Barry, and I try to briefly explain in our homily at Mass. We better understand what we believe. We better be able to cope with those who are so smart, so educated, so clever people in the government, in the church. Sisters, you are taking your final vows. Hear it. You are not living in an ordinary age. You are living in the most critical period of 2,000 years of the Catholic Church's history. There is nothing, comma, nothing that the world today needs more, nothing, than Catholics, bishops, priests, and religious, and of course, the lay faithful too, who have a deep, strong faith, which means you understand that's what a deep faith means. A deep faith does not mean 60 feet deep. That's silly. A deep faith means an understood faith. But then, what the world needs is those who have the faith. I want to repeat and underline, your salvation and mine depends on our sharing this faith with others. And nobody cheats. But that's because what Jesus told his disciples. All power is given to me in heaven and on earth. In other words, at the same time that he was telling his disciples to proclaim the gospel to the whole world, he told them, listen, you'll be afraid. You'll be scared. But don't be afraid. I've got the power. You believe in me, and I'll give you that power. And power not only to withstand criticism or opposition. And thank God, you don't know any more than just a little bit about this sinner, Father Hardin. But does he ever depend on the power of Christ? The power behind us is nothing less than almighty power. Go on. In order to evangelize, and by now the word evangelize has been so weakened and cheapened, many people don't realize even what it means. As you know, the word gospel in the Evangelium was proclaimed on Christmas morning. The shepherds were told by the angels, I bring you good news of great joy. What is the gospel? What does the word gospel mean? Good news. What's the good news? Today, the shepherds were told, the Savior is born. Why is that? How would you answer this question? Why is there so much suffering in the world? Why is there so much anguish in the world? So much unhappiness. The 20th century has been the most war-torn century in human history. More death casualties since 1900 than in all the previous wars in history from the dawn of the human race until 1980. More abortions in 1 year now than in all the centuries of human history before 1900 put together. More broken marriages. Remember the Detroit Daily Newspaper, great big letters, headline, Elizabeth Taylor, give her the name, a prominent American movie actress. Elizabeth Taylor's apostrophe S, a marriage, big headlines in the newspapers. More broken homes, more broken hearts. One word, sin. Because of sin. And when the shepherds were told the angels were announcing the good news of what? That a Savior had been born. Savior from what? From sin. I prayed and asked our Lord, should I include in this 1 hour meditation our Lord's institution of the sacrament of confession on Easter Sunday night? Well, you see, I decided not to enlarge on that. Sisters, can you just imagine being laden with all the sins of your past life? I'm sure most of us by now were either in the mental asylum or 6 feet underground. And this is why the gospel is good news. A sinful world must know that God became man for just this reason, to free us from the guilt of our sins and the consequent punishment we've all deserved for the sins we have committed.